So, Blinan Ritz Hashem, we'll go back to the beginning of the Rambam's Hakdamah to Perek Chaylik. The truth is, one could make a very strong case that what we're supposed to do after we finish learning the Yud Gimel Likorim is go back to the beginning and start learning them again. The Rambam writes at the conclusion of the Yud Gimel Likorim, he says, Chazor al dvarai elu pa'amim rabos. Hisbonin bahem, excuse me, hisbonin is tova. Ve'im hit asa oscha chavitzoscha shehivanta sinyana mipam achas o me'eser hare yodea Hashem shehit asa oscha lashav. If you think from learning that you didn't come once or even 10 times that you understood, maybe he means fully understood, or maybe he means understood, he says understood. So then you're misled, you're mistaken. And so why aren't we doing that, right? So why are we going back to the end? I don't know, because maybe the Rambam wouldn't have taught us to skip the beginning either, so I'm not sure that there's more of a pirch on this than there's a pirch on the other way, So we'll go back to the beginning here. But you see, the David can be yisod as Rabbim Shalamuna as Shehem Gedolei Erech Mod. Da, ki anche atora nachku deo sehem. There are multiple opinions. Betova sheyasigenu ha'odam b'kiyam ha'mitzvah se'ele she'tzivan Hashem bohen ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu u'barua she'tadvikenu k'shanava alehen. That everyone agrees that it's one of the yisod as Hamunah to believe in schar ve'onash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards and punishes as a person's actions warrant. But what that ultimate schar va'onesh consists of, so there are many opinions. Al pi sechleihem hashonim, right, the Rambam seems to be indicating, what does it mean, sechleihem hashonim? So the Rambam seems to be indicating that the cause of error and confusion, right? The next line, "V'nishtabshu bazeh hadeos shibush rav," that the cause of error and confusion in this context, and presumably in many other contexts, is when people exceed their own limitations. And when people undertake to determine with their own seichel what their own seichel is not equal to, so then the inevitable result is gonna be error and confusion. There are machlokos rabos mo. There are many divisions, many different opinions. Al pi sechleim hashonim. V'nishtamshu b'zeh hadeos shibush rav. Ad shekamat lo timtso b'shum ponim odom shaboru lo ha'inyan hazeh. V'chein lo timtso b'odvar ma'aruchim l'shum odom ela b'shibush rav. There's no clear presentation. Pina yesh katzavas ke hatovos enin elegan eden, elegan ve eden. Right, the pasuk in we generally just say gan eden, right? The pasuk in Bereshis is vayita Hashem elokin gan be eden mikedem. Sounds like the gan that there's an eden which is bigger than the gan, and the gan is in eden. Elegan ve'eden. V'chi hu makom she'ochlem v'shosim b'lo mibli omol gufani u'bli yegiyah. V'shi yesh bo botem me'avonim yukaros, marble columns, ubimos shel meshi unharos hamoshchem yayin ushmanim shel besamim v'habi miminze v'chi hara'a gehenim v'shehu makom eish bo eres shebo nisrafos hagvios umisyasum b'nei odom bo b'mine yisurim ye orech pirutam. Bekat zolo medes vayo alamuna zomi mamor and mabe midive chacham alem ashalom, shetonim kibe yochal al pipshutam, the tano sehem ole rubon. So, this is something, of course, that the Rambam will talk about at length later in the Hagdoma, the mistake of reading Agadata literally. The same way, whenever, I mean, it's obviously true for various chelke haTorah, but lahavdil, it's true for any work. That one needs to know how the work is intended to be studied, how it's intended to be understood. So let's say Amoshal Amar Dovadome. If in wartime or something, and a message is being sent in code, so if the message is not decoded, if one doesn't recognize that it's being written in code, so it will seem like gibberish. It will be gibberish. If one knows that it's in code, A, and one doesn't know what the code is, so at least one reserves judgment and will say, I don't know what it's saying because I don't know the code. Or if one successfully decodes it, so then one will have an accurate reading of what it says. But if you take something, again, which was written in code, and you take it at face value, so it will be gibberish, or it will be something which is trite and inconsequential, when the reality is very much otherwise. So the same thing is true in terms of knowing how to interpret Torah Shebachzav, knowing how to interpret within Torah Shebal Peh, how to, that there's a difference between Agoda and Halacha. And that's what the Rambam says. Yeah, they do have proofs for this from Ma'amari Chazal, but Ma'amari Chazal, Shetomim Keviyacha Al Pipshutam, when you look at Divrei Agoda, and you assume that Divrei Agoda are intended to be understood literally as opposed to metaphorically. The Rambam says that in one of the Igros, he writes that there are people who very piously maintain that it's kfira if a person thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't physical, because the Torah says Yad Hashem. The Torah speaks of body parts of Hashem, Einei Hashem. So a person has to know what the assumptions are, what the guidelines are to interpreting. Otherwise, a person can be insisting on what's sort of the diametrically opposed genuine meaning. The Kachnia Ma'amina v'soveres shehatova miuchalas ena eli mosa mashiach mehera yigala v'chi be'oso hazman yihiyu b'nei odom kula malochim kayomim v'yigdalu gviyosehem v'yashvo se'olam kula la'adei ad. But also HaMashiach HaPi HaMunosam Yechya Ki Hiskayim HaBore Yisrome Im Pe'ero וכי באוסר הזמן תעצמיח הארץ בגדם, הרוגם, ולחם אופוי, אנטלמנטס ומביטרי. ולחם אופוי, ודבר מרבים שהן מן הנמנע כאלה. והרואה היא של יהיה אדם באוסר הזמן ולא יסכה לאוסר. ולומדים גם כן ראיה על כך במאמרים רבים המצויים לחכמים. ובכסובה מן המקרא שפשוטיהם תורם לטענוסם או מקצוסם. כעת שלישס מדמה, כי הטוב המיוחד לסתחי הסמסם, הנה שייחר עוד המלאכה מוסר ויחסם בני בייסו וקרובב. יוחר ויש דבר ליום מסעוד, וכי הרואה היא שלא יחיה. והם כמו כן לומדים ראי על זה במאמרי החכם ומקסס פסוקים שבכסובם הטורמים לטיין הזו. וכעת רביעס מדמה, So the first one says all the schar is in Gan ve'Eden. The second one doesn't single out Gan ve'Eden, but again has the same physical conception of schar. The third one introduces Tchias HaMesim, again, which reintroduces a physical life of comfort and indulgence. The Kadrivias Madamaki Atovashana Sigana became a mitzvah, he shalvas aguf, umilui mishalas menyane olam bolam haza. Kigon tuva oret viva and a chosim abonim by riches yamim, bias aguf, abitafonim alchus, shatia bonim shinia moshlim al oyevonim, chayroshet had regained marinu. He behaved l'matzav malol, k'dach she'anachnu shruyim b'mzmaneinu zeh, zman ha'golos, v'lom d'mrayi k'fi d'myonon, b'chol l'shana sator, b'brochos u'b'klolos v'luzul ason, b'chol ma'asiyos ha'ksubos b'mikra. V'kad chamishas v'hem harov, m'chabim ben kol l'nyonim ha'ele v'omim k'atochelesi she'yavo ha'mashiach, v'yichai ha'meisim, v'yikonsu l'gan v'eden, v'yochlu sham, V'yishtu v'yizkayimu k'yizkayim ha'shamayim bo'aretz. A patchwork of all of the above. And they all miss the point. Aval ha'nekuda hazos ha'nifloa k'loma ha'olam haba hine ma'atu she'timtza b'chlal mishema'le al daito o'cho she'boza o'sek v'yizdor haza o'cho k'al ha'shem v'salol ma'im cholim v'im hiya tachlis o'achas ben ha'deyos ha'kod mus hiya tachlis ויעבדו בין התכלס ובין הסיבה המביא על התכלס. ולא תמצא כלל מי שחוקר בזה ומדבר בו, אלא כל בני אדם חוקרים ההמון והמיוחדים, איך יקומו המסם, ערומים או לבושם, והאם יקום באוסם הגודם עצמו שנקבע בהם ברקמסם וציוריהם ביופי תפירסם, או בקסוס המחס האוסו בלבד. וכשיבוא משיח הם ישווה בין האושר והדל, או שיהיו ביומיו החוזק והחולש, ואבי מן החקיר הסלול ובכל עס. It's very reminiscent of the Ramchal's introduction in Maseilas Yesharim, where he talks about how even people who learn don't direct their attention and their energies appropriately. Okay, the Ramchal is talking about the neglect of understanding what Yira truly is, what Ava truly is, what Chassidus truly is. The Rambam is talking about a different type of neglect. The neglect of what the ultimate schar is and the implications of that. But it's similar in terms of this sort of misplaced focus. So the Rambam has to, again, not only clarify what the Iker schar v'onesh is, but he also has to clarify what the significance of given that obviously the Rambam is going to explain to us that the ultimate schar is Olam Haba, and the ultimate onus of Rachman Atzlan is to lose one's chelik in Olam Haba. So what about, what's all the brachos uklalos about in Bechukosai and Kisova, which the Katar Revius focused on? And what are the various Ma'amori Chazal talking about that the other Kitos focused on? And so the Rambam not only has to clarify what the correct understanding is, but he has to explain all the sources that seemingly indicated otherwise, which is why he begins with this discussion of Shalom Lishma and Lishma. Naniach shenaar tzair liyomim. Right, we use the word tzair to mean young, but the way it comes to mean young is actually tzair is the same as ze'er. Just as in Aramaic, ze'er means something, means when there's very little of something. So someone who has very few days behind them is young, right? That's why the real phrase is when you use tzair to mean young, you're using it as an abbreviation for tzair liyomim, because tzair really just means in terms of kamus, there's a small kamus. So a person who has very few days or years behind him, so he's still young. And a person who he's tzair liyomim. Rav Nebenzal signs tzeira min chavraya. That's the way he signs. So, you know, 70 years ago that was true. It's obviously Baruch Hashem not true in the sense of the youngest of the chabur anymore. But what tzair means small. It doesn't mean young. Small, in when you're talking about time, so then small is young. Naniach shenaar tzair liyomim. There's no greater tova than that to bestow upon the child. But he's not sufficiently mature, either emotionally or intellectually, to understand, to appreciate the tova of Torah. So he motivates the child with candy. Azayhu lo medu mishtadel lo leetzem halimud lefisha eno yodeas oso haerech el kadeh lekavlas ha-machal ahu v'achidas oso ha-machal hi be'eno chashuv yosef in halimud v'tov yosef lo safek. If you tell him learn, he won't learn. If you tell him learn and you'll get a candy, he'll learn. So the candy is more chashuv to him than the learning. Ulefichach hi hu machshev salimud ko'omo v'yigia. So again, he's a little older and intellectually more developed, still developing, but at the next stage of development. So the candy lasts 2 minutes. So for that, I'm going to sit here for an hour and learn the candy that lasts 2 minutes and say, "Chaps, it's not such a good deal." Mefatim also gam kain v'chazal lahachshiv davar acher. Mefatim also gam ba'osa hadavar chashiv beinav. V'yomelo melamda lamad ve'eknu lecha min olim yofim al begir kazeh v'chazeh. The latest celebrity endorsed sneakers. Azai Shtadl Gamkein Lola Etzem Halimud Elala Oso Hamalbush. But also a beged Yaakov ain of Yosef and Alimud. But who tachlis Alimud? Because he shalim b'sichlo Yosef, next stage of intellectual development. But who kal ba'ain of gam erech hadova ha'hu? Mefatim also b'dova shu odif mizeh v'omol ha'malamdo l'mad heite parsha zoh perek zeh v'ete l'chadina o shnei dinarin. Okay, so first prize is $25. But who can moche in lomer of mishtadu al kedel a kabbal also a mamun? The kabbal is a mamun etzlo oz nichbed is ben of Yosef ben Alimut. Kitachlo sa limut etzlo oz hi kedel a kabbal es a dinarin shuhuf tach bohen. Ukshani a baal havchana yisera, but who kal ba'ein of gam erech dovor zeh? I don't know. Do people ever outgrow the chemdas mamon, or I don't know? At some point, they realize that $25 doesn't go too far. I'm not sure which the mamon means here. You know, one wonders if it's the latter. The yadash is that davar she'erko pachos mefatam also b'davar shul chashav yosem izeh v'omim lo lemad kidei she'tiye rav v'dayon yechabeducha b'nei odem v'yamdu mipanecha v'yekaimu dvarecha v'yigdal shimcha v'chayecha v'acha moscha kiploni ufloni v'ukori m'shtadla kidei l'hasig mai lezo v'tiye imken atachlis etz la'akov v'shebnei odem achabdu m'nasim m'fuarim also. So that's kind of the ultimate shalol shma that motivates us is kovod. B'chozer meguna elish niskakam lazeh b'glal chusha sechel ha'adam shekoveas tachlas alimud davar achas ulas alimud. Va'omer l'sheimani lomed limud zeh el gadei she'asik bo. The truth is din yom shav al pi ha'emes. V'zehu etzel hachachamim shalo l'shma. Klomar, shehu mekayim ha-mitzvos v'osa osan v'lomeid u'mishtadel lo l'shem oso ha-dovor atzmo elo l'shem dovor acher. So here the Rambam seems to give us pretty clearly a definition of Lishma and Shalol Lishma, right? The Osa Osan Velomed Mishtada Lo Lishem Oso Hadova Atzmo El Lishem Dova Ache. It could be as we continue, a question will emerge in this, but it says in Mishnah Torah, you have the following. The first time that the Rambam talks about Lishma and Shalol Lishma is in Perek Gimel of Talmud Torah. Halacha Hey, if you have your Rambam, take a look. Tchilas dino shel adam eino nidon el al ha-Talmud ve'achar kach al sh'or ma'asav. V'fichach amu chachamim la'olim yasog adam b'torah afilu shelo l'shma shemitach shelo l'shma bo l'shma. Good. Then again, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva, Kol Halacha Hey Yud Hey Kol Osik B'Torah Kedei Lekabel Sfar Kedei Shelo Tagi Odov Por Anus Harei Ze Osik B'Shelo Lishma. V'chol ha'osik bo lo l'yira v'lo l'kav v'schar elem b'nei abas adon kol arad sh'tziva bo harei ze osik bo l'shma. V'om l'chachomim l'olim yasag adem b'tor afil shalo l'shma sh'mitoch shalo l'shma bo l'shma. So the question is, why does the Rambam wait until Hilchos Tshuva to define what shalo l'shma and l'shma means? If the terms need to be defined, so then the what we expect is that the Rambam should define them the first time he uses those terms. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos at in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos tells you how what potter is going to mean throughout Hilchos Shabbos, what chayiv is going to mean throughout Hilchos Shabbos, what potter is going to mean throughout Hilchos Shabbos, and in Hilchos Gerushin Paragalf the Rambam tells you and throughout Hilchos Gerushin what get posel will mean and what get botel will mean throughout Hilchos Gerushin. So if you need to define terms, you define terms either the first time you use it or even before the first time you use it. But you certainly don't wait till the second time. So my high, that in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam speaks about Shelo Lishma and Lishma and doesn't say anything. And then in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam defines his terms. So L'chora is as follows. The Emes says that there are two different lishmas and shalom lishma. Call it two different mechayvim and therefore two different meanings of lishma and shalom lishma. There's sort of one mechayiv of lishma built into every mitzvah. Built into every mitzvah, there's the proper way to do the mitzvah and there's an improper way to do the mitzvah. What's the proper way to do the mitzvah? If someone asks you, why are you eating matzah? The answer is, because it's a mitzvah. Because the Baal Shem said to eat matzah. That's why I'm eating matzah. If you answer, because it's tasty, because I'm going to get schar, etc., so then you're not doing it because it's a mitzvah. You're doing it for some other reason. That's one lishma and shalom lishma. Another lishma and shalom lishma is not a mechayev which is built into every mitzvah, but is the mechayev of the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. The mitzvah of Avos Hashem says that we should do every mitzvah, mimnei Avos Adon Kol Oretz Shetziva Bo. Anything less than that is shalom lishma. And what mitzvah Avos Hashem says is that we should do everything, mimnei Avos Adon Kol Oretz Shetziva Bo. So now like this. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam is not talking about Mitzvah Avos Hashem. He's talking about Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The simple meaning of the terms Lishma, V'shelo Lishma, Lishma means for its own sake. And Shelo Lishma, again, just what's the literal taich? What do the phrases mean etymologically? So Lishma means for its own sake, and shelo lishma means not for its own sake. That's what the words mean. So in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the terms don't need to be defined, because if you speak Hebrew, if you read Hebrew, the Rambam is using the terms just the way they literally translate. So when the Rambam tells you in Hilchos Talmud Torah to learn lishma, it means you're learning Torah because it's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Why are you learning Torah? Because it's a mitzvah to learn Torah. That's why I'm learning Torah. That's what Lishma means. And if there's a different answer to that question, if it's for the Chaticha Sukkar, if it's for the Min Olim, if it's for the Dinarin, if it's for the Kavod, so then he's not doing it because it's a mitzvah. He's doing it for some, not for its own sake. In Hilchos Tshuva, in Paragir of Hilchos Tshuva, where of course Paragir of Hilchos Tshuva is the entire parak is devoted to Mitzvah Avos Hashem. So here the Rambam says that Mitzvah Avos Hashem introduces a new dimension to Lishma. Right? Until now, the answer we gave of Lishma is, why are you taking a lulav? Because it's a mitzvah. You didn't say anything about Avos Hashem. It's a mitzvah. And I have to do what the Rebbe Hashem said. And I'm doing what the Rebbe Hashem said. Maybe that's Yira. Maybe that's Ava. But love dafka that it's ava. Lishma just means I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah. I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah. In Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam there, where he's talking about not the lishma which sort of inheres in every mitzvah, but the lishma which is a chiyuv mitzad mitzvah avos Hashem. So here that means more than what you would just know from literally translating the terms. So here, the Rambam explains this, but Lishma and Shelo Lishma. Again, we may have a question on this as we proceed here in the Parashat Mishnah. So that's the pshat in the Yad. So that's what the Rambam is saying here initially. V'zeu etzel ha'chachamim Shelo Lishma, If you see the words Chachamim Shelo Lishma, that's in all the translations because that's in the original. V'zeu Eitzel Chachamim Shelo Lishma, Klomer Shemekayim Mitzvos Oso Son V'lo Mishamid Lo L'Shem Oso Adava Atzma. And it's here again, not for its own sake, not for its own sake. El L'Shem Dava Acher. I'm sorry. Did you want to ask?
Yeah. Is the Lishma discussed here? Kind of like a baseline, and the Lishma in Hilchos Tshuva, like a raised level, like a Midas Chasidus, or like both are looked at like as part of the Iker Lishma.
I don't think the Rambam presents it as the Midas Chasidus because he says that it stems from the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, so. I don't think he would classify it as a midas chasidus.
So there are two aspects of lishma, and you need to be mekayim both of them in order to be called lishma, and not having one.
Well, it's kind of b'chal masayim mana because avas adon kol shetziva ba subsumes the lishma of perigim v'chastam torah. The lishma of perigim v'chastam torah is sort of leaves some things, you know, to be determined. Meaning the Lashma is, I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah. I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah. Now you can, okay, the, clearly that means I'm not doing it for COVID, and I'm not doing it for money. But am I doing the mitzvah because if I don't do mitzvahs, I get an onesh, or because it's Aves Adam Kalash Shetziva Ba? So that's not dictated by the Lashma, which is inherent in every mitzvah. But that is dictated by mitzvahs Aves Hashem. Yeah.
Does Yer Hashem dictate its certain sense of
Lishma? I'm sorry, does Yer Hashem dictate what? I don't think there is such a thing. I don't think there is such a thing. That a person has Ava without having Yer. Chovas HaLevavos says that explicitly. Everyone says that explicitly. The Moray Naim we were learning during the break, the last few lines that we didn't get to, says that explicitly. Everyone says that explicitly. There isn't real Ava without Nira. The Moray Naim says there's counterfeit Ava without Nira.
If a person learns Torah and he does it because it's a mitzvah, but the person also naturally, intellectually enjoys learning Torah per se, so he can't help that natural feeling that he has, but maisa it's there. Does that take away from a person's lishma at all? Or?
So the Egle Tal talks about your question in his hakdama to that sefer. He says that there are people who. Think no, you bedafka, you know, shouldn't enjoy it. So the Shema, and he says no, adurabba. He says to delve into to Torah Hashem, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn Torah Hashem, to appreciate Torah Hashem. So the enjoyment that a person has is doesn't in the least detract from the Shema. Kudei Hashem Yisham Sam Chelif. It's something which is exhilarating. He's marich on this in the Hakdama to Egle Tal.
V'hisiru osam osanu achachamim aleim ashalom mizeh v'omu lo tasem ator lizgadel bohem v'lo kardum lachbo bohem.
So what are the two different mishalom that Chazal gave? Romzim the Mashabe Atilcha, Shalal Yasim Tachlis Halima Loshi Echavdu B'nei Odom Oso, right? Don't make it into a crown for your own self aggrandizement. So that's dismissing the Shalal Lishma of COVID. And Velokandom Lachbo Behem, that's dismissing the Shalal Lishma of money. Velo Yachzik Estaras Hashem Parnosa, right? So famously, the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos and all of us, and then again, in Paragimel Filchastam Vatorah was vehemently maybe that's an understatement, but was vehemently opposed to what everyone else says that what we do, that teachers of Torah can be paid. So the Rambam was vehemently opposed to that. What's the point of doing the mitzvah? To do the mitzvah, right? It's not. Doesn't have to have some mundane goal. This is a case where you do answer the fool on his level. What does it mean? V'yisod emunas chachamim. So presumably, if the gifts here is emunas chachamim, it's not the way we use emunas chachamim, to have trust in Chachamim, but it's rather the belief that the Chachamim subscribe to. Right? When I think grammarians talk about the objective and subjective genitive. You know what that is? So let's say you have a phrase love of God. So that can mean a person's love for God. So then Hashem, in that understanding, is the object of the love. So that's an objective genitive. Or it can mean Hashem's love for, let's say, for Knesset Yisrael. So then Hashem is the subject of the love. That's a subjective genitive. So Emunas Chachamim can be an objective, it can be a subjective. So it doesn't seem to make any... We usually use it objective, right? The Emuna that we have in the Chachamim. What's this got to do with the Yisod Emunas Chachamim? This is the kavana b'mitzvos, and it's Yisod Emunas Chachamim, doesn't make any sense. So if that's the correct reading, there's an alternate one here on the bottom, but if that's the correct reading, so again, it means it's a subjective one, meaning this is what the Chachamim believe, not this is the basis for our belief in the Chachamim, but this is the Yisod of what the Chachamim believe. It's a subjective genitive. V'Yisod Emunas Chachamim, v'lo yalem einam mimenu el evil uksil, you have to be very krum not to recognize what I'm telling you, says the Rama. There's something here. I don't know, sounds like the Rambam. Sounds like from the Rambam that he taught us a big chiddush here, but you can't question the Chiddush because the rayas that I'm bringing you are equal to the Chiddush. That they fully prove what I'm telling you, right? The kama gadola hi raya zu umar beruah hi shi raya mefureshes al masha manu leel v'yosa gadol mizeh. What's the arguing against it? Right, it's clear that, right? You clearly get the sense here that the Rambam is telling us something which he considers, again, relative to what people think, a big chiddush. And but the Rambam is saying, just look, I'm proving to you from Chazal. Look at these rayas from Chazal. Look at Antiglish Isocha. Look at the Gemara b'mitzvos of Chafetz Ma'od. Look at the Sifri, Shema Toma. All this proves. What's he saying that's so? You get that sense? You hear the question, Rav Yosef? I mean, how else would one have understood Oved Me'av? But what's the... what's the competing view that the Rambam is rejecting? Right? It's clear, right? He's telling you this. Kama gedola hi raya zu. But to us, it seems like dvar pshuta. I guess it's always hard to know, you know, they're dvar pshuta because the Rambam made them dvar pshuta. So it's sort of hard to go back to, before the Rambam made them dvar pshuta to understand what the competing and what the Rambam is telling us, erroneous understanding. I'm not sure, but maybe as follows. Do you have a Chovas Halvavos in your computer? Shara Arva Perek Dalet? Shara Ava and Chovas Halvavos Perek Dalet. Im Ha'ava Belokim Hi Bicholes Ha'odim Imlof. So you'll take a look. It's not a long parak. Maybe 60% of the screen here. Not a long parak. Kitzah Maisa, the Chovas Halvavos says as follows. He says, Avos Hashem can express itself in giving away one's money, one's fortune, Fakadosh Baruch Hu. Like Avraham Avinu tells the Melech Stone that, Im michut va'ad tzroch na'al, v'im ekach m'kol ha'shalach. Avraham Avinu won the Powerball lottery, and he doesn't take the prize. He walks away from the $2 billion. Then another is to be willing to endure pain. We see Avraham Avinu does that also, mitzvah's mila. So first is b'mamono, the second is b'gufo. Both of those, says the Chovas Halvavos, a person is naturally capable of cultivating and displaying such an Avos Hashem. However, the third, which is to give one's life, he lemala min hayicholas habesoros, mipnei shehateva hofcha ukenegda.
Right? The most basic, elemental instinct a person has is for self-preservation. Right? It's only Rachman al-Tzlan if a person is very, very mentally ill, Rachman al-Tzlan, that a person doesn't abide by that basic instinct for self-preservation, to live. Ein yobiyacholes kol basar lispol nesha hateva v'hayetze kenegda. Aye, but we see that throughout the generations, Chassidei Elyon have been Mosa Nefesh. That's only because when a person does everything he can for Avos Hashem, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevates him and lets him do this also. But it's not something a person can do naturally on his own. It doesn't happen naturally on his own. Umisha masmid al ha'ahava shehila tocheles oliyira ba'olam hazel ba'olam haba shebicholes rov ha'medabla nakai mitvosel mishtadol ba'tomid ya'amtzehu habore v'ya'azrehu al ha'ahava ha'ne'emona ashetiyya legadol romim labori yisala asher hi lamalim in ha'yicholes ha'psoris. It could be, I'm not sure, that the Rambam is arguing against something along the lines of the Cholos al Bavos. And maybe what the Rambam is saying is, maybe the pushback to the Rambam is, again, it seems like he's just quoting straightforward Ma'amarim and saying, look what a raya this is to what I'm telling you. So maybe there is one assumption in everything the Rambam is saying, that maybe the Rambam thought we would challenge, and maybe he even has the Chovas HaLevavos in mind, which is Avos Hashem really something that a person has a capacity for? Maybe the same way the Ramban says famously on V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardwired us that our self-love is greater than our love for others. And therefore he says, V'havta l'echa kamocha, to say that you should love someone else as much as you love yourself is derech haflaga. And then he gives a different terrace. That's why it says le, not s, that the pasuk never even said it. So maybe you would have thought, and I mean, again, the Chovas HaLevavos doesn't say it in those terms. You know, he says it differently, but it amounts to something very similar, if not the same thing. Maybe you would have thought the same thing. So I mean, to give one's life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so one has to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than oneself. Maybe that's also min hanimna. And the Rambam is saying, but Al Kocha Chazal are telling us differently. Antigna Shisocho didn't tell his Talmidim, do whatever you can and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. No, he said, do it. So clearly Antigna Shisocho was saying that we do have such a capacity. It takes a lifetime of work to try to realize that potential. And that's what all these ma'amorim, the Rambam is saying, point to. It's not so much that, and as the answer was suggesting, the pshat was suggesting, it's not so much that the Rambam
is clarifying that this is what Avas Hashem means, but the Rambam is clarifying that it's something which is within, naturally within human reach. The lokacho v'salvavos, it's something which is naturally a potential human attainment. Not easy, not common. Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe that's what this big chiddush is that the Rambam is saying. Look, but the Ma'amar Chazal, attests to it. That's what it goes on to say. The fisha yodu chacham aleim ashalom shemini azeh kosher ma'ol ve'en kol other masag also. Again, it is kosher ma'ol. The Rambam is not saying that it's something which is easy, that it's something that a person effortlessly accomplishes. But it is naturally possible. Maybe the following Rambam is also relevant to this. If you take a look, in Perek Vav of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Hei. Umau ze, Perek Vav, Halacha Hei, Hilchos Tshuva, Masa. Umau ze, Shom Adav, Tov, Yosha, Hashem, Al Ken Yorech, Hatoim, Badorech. Yad Vech, Anovim, Bar Mishpat, V'yelam, Yad Anovim, Darko. So if a person has Bechira, and because he has Bechira, he has a Chiv Tshuva, and he needs to exercise his Bechira to do tshuva, what does it mean that yorech hatoim badarech? So, first part the Rambam says is zeh sheshalach lehem neviyim modiyim lehem darkei Hashem machzir v'nosen b'tshuva. Doesn't mean that Hashem does it for them, but he teaches them how to do it. He sends them neviyim to give them musar and to tell them the need for tshuva, what they should do to do tshuva. But it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu propels us involuntarily mitzidenu along that path of tshuva. The ode, this is the line that's relevant to us now, we will say, shenosan b'hem koach lilmodu lohaven. What it means that al kein yorech hatoim badoch is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a capacity. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the human personality, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the neshama, nosan b'em koch lilmod elohavin, shemida zo b'chol adam, everyone has this midah, everyone, shemida zo b'chol adam, totally democratic here, shemida zo b'chol adam, shekol zman shehu nimshach b'darkei hachochma v'hatzadek, mis'ave lohen v'rodef olsan. A person naturally is drawn when he exposes himself to Chochmah v'Tzedek, so he's naturally drawn to it. And he naturally is Misava and Rodef. V'husha amul chachamim boli tohe Messiah also. Messiah also means in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed, again, our neshama, our personalities that way, that if we take the first steps, so then we'll desire to continue. and to push forward. Could be that it's this capacity, sort of this Rambam, sort of the Shitaso here, that it's this capacity that we have within us which makes Avos Hashem a potentially natural human attainment.
The Rambam has in Hilchos Ishus by in terms of one's relationship with one's wife. He says to be mechaber her yosem yigufa, but all about kigufa. So I always assume that the reason the Rambam limited Ava was because you can't love something more than you love yourself. But if it's the case that in our teva that we really do have that ability, so why did the Rambam limit Ava as opposed to Kavod?
So two things. A, even he doesn't, there too, the Rambam doesn't equate, I think we once spoke about this in context of the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Vav, Hilchos Deos, Be'Avos Yisrael, Mitzvah Al Kol Odom, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, Lev is called Echad V'Yisrael Kegufo, Shneimer V'Hata L'Recha Kamocha. So at first glance, that seems to be against the Ramban. But it really isn't, because the Rambam says, Le'av is called Echad V'Echad Yisrael Kegufo. Like, if someone asks who the real you is, so you're not going to say it's my guf. So it's first of all, it's not even equating in terms of Ava. It's the same Ava that a person has for one's guf, which is not one's self-love is much deeper and much more profound than that. That's A. And B, the capacity that the Rambam is talking about is b'divrei chochma. It's an inyanim ruchaniyim, which leads to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the capacity is thank God and praying well for his children.
Which is more expansive than...
Which can surpass the self-love.
For love for one's life, wife can.
If it does, it's the same way, I think the Swami explained that the same way parents love their children, parents do love their children more than themselves, but I think some of the Swami say that's because when you scratch the surface, it's sort of because parents, this is not a critique, this is still very noble and halabai, all parents should be this way, this is not a critique, ki huzeh, but just a description, a classification, it's because parents really see their children as extensions of themselves. My parents will see their children as their nitzchius, so while it's certainly true that parents do emotionally, they do love their children more than they love themselves, but conceptually that's not necessarily the case. So the same, you would have the same distinction, maybe in a marriage also possibly.
So then why didn't the Rambam say that?
No, there is no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv for that to be the case. It may happen, it may not happen. I'm just telling you what's normative, not what might happen. Okay, we'll stop here.